I have trained you your whole lives to protect the city above. But I fear you are not ready for its greatest threat.
We're taking your armor to the next level.
Before you even listen to this review, let me just say to you guys, fuck all three you motherfuckers. But lucky for me, guys, I brought Chevy Chase. Chevy, tell the three of these dickheads what you think of them.
I think you're all fucked in the head.
Yep, quite right. Enjoy the review.
And turtles, darkness at the movies.
Ninja Turtles, man. CJ's drunken ass, and that's a weight. I'm sorry, what is your name in that posters? Michael CJ, whatever the fuck it's called.
Michael CJ.
Michael CJ Duncan. What the fuck is called? Who the fuck came up with names? That's what I want to know. What did mine say? P. Lanero? What does that shit say?
Yeah, we definitely got to say that for Tuesday.
Hey, Cody's fit the best because his lips wasn't all pink and shit.
I don't know. You're kind of fit. It's funny. Like we all kind of fit to our pictures.
Actually, we all kind of fit those personalities, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Somebody said, actually, Cody seems like the smart one out of the three. He wasn't going to be the leader, and CJ's going to be the fuck-up.
Then you got to look at the Ninja Turtle photos of us.
And Wayne is the angry one, so yeah.
That makes perfect sense, actually, yeah.
Yeah, P1, Leonardo, Cody, Donatello, Wayne, Raphael, I'm Michelangelo.
You the annoying one, apparently. How you feel about that?
Somebody got to be the other one to bring a little life to this shit turtle soup.
Shit turtle soup. Wow, okay.
Turtle. All right, Shredder, calm down.
All right, yeah, exactly. Just making soup cereal or whatever and shit. Yeah. See, we are talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the reboot, 2014, the better of the trio, or the, actually it's four of them. What is it? How many is it?
Probably about.
I think it's four, including this one, yeah. Oh, including that.
I want to say five, the animated.
Yeah, CG one, I forgot,
I forgot about that one, because there was a third one. It was the first one, second one, and a third one, and the animated one, and now this one. So, yeah, I guess. I lost track of it.
Yeah, you're right, you're on the right track.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter anyway. This shit don't matter.
No, not really.
Oh, it matters to some people, though, as me and Cody talked about earlier.
We were talking to TMT this entire fucking day, man.
And me and Cody been straight up just, we don't get you people. We don't. CJ, now, here's the question. Are you a fanboy or not?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I call you a big fan. Are you a fanboy?
I am definitely not a fanboy of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Definitely a big fan of them. I remember growing up in the bear cave, and Mama Bear would buy all my Ninja Turtle sheets, washcloths, and toys, and bedspreads, and everything.
You're a faggot, then, is what you're telling me.
I will turtle rape you.
Now, CJ, speaking of rape, did this movie rape your childhood?
Man, you know what? I didn't even go in there with like trying to be angry at this film or anything. I just went in there.
Oh my god, CJ is the one out of all you make sense.
Okay, see CJ, that's how you do it, man. I don't know why you fucking turtle fans can't do the same goddamn thing.
Man, who would have ever thought that our own very own Chicago John, our Michelangelo, would have been the one with the voice of reason?
Yeah.
My god, CJ, I'd like to shake your hand right about now because, man, I didn't had about five people try to message me about the fucking history of the goddamn turtles and why this movie is in no comparison to the original turtle. You know, and the reason why I say you're the annoying one is Michelangelo is because everybody kept telling me how annoying Michelangelo was in this movie. And I was like, isn't he always the annoying one?
Isn't he always just the comic relief that's in the background?
Right, right.
So, at least in the first movie, he didn't even really, him and Donatello were so far in the back, you thought there was only two turtles in it, which were Leonardo and Ralph.
Oh my god, CJ makes sense. This might be CJ's review then.
Oh man, but before we get into that, I can give the synopsis of this this turtle.
Holy shit, I'm shocked by this, CJ. You actually got a set of fucking brains. Damn, my brother. Tell it, my brother.
So, Well, this story is about four turtles. Well, first start out with a character named April O'Neil, who's a news reporter who does all that fluff news. She kind of wanted to do more investigation on the Foot Clan.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. The what club?
I know it sounds like a podiatrist club.
That sounds like some fucking herpes cream or something.
Oh god. Oh.
You know, my dad was he's a podiatrist. He's a foot doctor.
Oh.
And I think
the foot. Oh my god.
I can see my dad being part of some kind of doctor clan called the Foot Clan.
What's the name of that clan again?
The Foot Clan.
The Foot Clan, yeah.
P1, what's the name of that clan? The Foot Clan. I just wanted all three of us to say that just so we can get the stupidness out of it.
I do like how the opening try to make it sound serious, like, it's the Foot Clan because the foot goes on normal people's
man,
faces.
That Foot Clan was shit.
First of all, they called the Foot Clan. Okay.
What did everybody say to these motherfuckers, man? They didn't do a goddamn thing. They just get their ass whooped. That's all they get.
All they had was their hands on a bunch of fucking detonators that they never was going to explode in the first fucking place. Man, somebody tried to tell me how deep the Foot Clan and shit is. I'm just like,
right.
Like come on, man. The Tartari made more goddamn sense than these niggas.
Come on, it's in a Japanese. They're based on some kind of Japanese origin. Damn. You know, Shredder's just a big old otaku.
He's going to just shock me this whole fucking review the way he just... You sound like the most normal of fan I've ever fucking heard. You're not getting all butt hurt about what the fuck these things. CJ, can I ask you a question? Did you ever once take the Ninja Turtles serious?
After the age of 7, no.
Man, I cannot tell you once again. Even Wayne, I had to tell Wayne, you too goddamn old for this, Wayne. Trying to sit up here and give me some deep, and then compare the fact that he said that I like Power Rangers, and said that I thought that was what was the word I'm trying to think of here? Serious and thought it was good and shit. I was like, I never said that. I thought that shit was cartoonish and stupid.
All of it is.
You know, it is all stupid. I mean, look,
all right. Let me finish this synopsis. So, yeah, so April O'Neil, she's investigating the Foot Clan. As she does that, she stumbled upon the vigilantes, which are the turtles, who are taking down these Foot Clans. No one knows why the Foot Clan are doing what they're doing. I don't even think they know why they're beating up people.
Because the script said so.
Okay. And so then, you know, she meets up with everybody. Hijinks ensues. And there you go. You got to
do it in your Batman voice.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you got all these movies, and they just start out with the brothers. And this movie, now the only bad thing I will say, it does what a lot of Michael Bay films do.
Not a Michael Bay film, though.
I know it's not a Michael Bay film.
It's that Wrath of Titans, Battle of Los Angeles motherfucker film. I want to give that motherfucker credit, because I hear a lot of people saying Michael Bay film. It's not a Michael Bay film.
I'm just saying, as far as this, as you know how you title the movie Transformers. You call it something about the main characters, but yet they still are kind of background characters.
Yeah, but he didn't write the film, though. That genius shit goes to these asshole writers here that worked on pieces of shit in the past, which is you got Josh Applebaum, Andrew Nemeke. I believe those are only two that wrote on there. So, mind you, those two wrote Mission Impossible, last film, and... then they wrote some other shit after that. Whatever.
Wait, you mean the latest Mission Impossible?
Ghost Protocol, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and Evan Daughtry, who you guys might remember him from Snow White's The Huntsman.
Which, okay.
By the way, CJ's about to complain about right now. Yeah, that movie didn't have a goddamn thing to do about The Huntsman. So, and he also wrote one of my favorite films of this year, Divergent.
You mean Hunger Games? Light?
You mean boring ass Shane Lee Woodley? So I think the failure of the writing comes between this guy right here.
Well, you know, whatever the name is for taking the main characters of a franchise and then just make them a background character, that needs to be a name.
This guy, Evan Daughtry, because he did the same thing in Snow White and Huntsman, and you could say the same for Divergent. Well, Divergent didn't have a title character, so... Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well.
Fuck that guy. Why the hell is he even out here? Fucking Huntsman in here or whatever and shit. Yeah, that guy was a background character for into the fucking film. As a matter of fact, just walked away out of nowhere and shit. Now, as far as everything goes, fuck you fanboys, because this is the best turtle thing I've ever fucking seen.
I would have to agree with you. I would have to agree with you on that one.
Halfway now, because the human characters in here are shit.
Yeah, we're stuck with them for about the first 20 minutes, basically.
Yeah, before we get the Batman voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuck following around April O'Neil doing nothing interesting, pretty much.
Last acting, what was that? Fox.
Oh, God, dude, she had comedic lines in here, and it is not going to come across at all.
No.
There was a one piece in my theater. I was like, oh,
she's
God.
A horrible actress, and I think she's gotten worse.
And then she had the nerve towards the end to have that whole cliche Japanese voice, like, you killed my father?
What?
I was waiting for subtitles.
Yeah, it went past me.
How about this? Save your arguments, guys. Save your arguments. Let's get the positive. I think we can get that out the way, like, the quick. My positive is the turtles are fucking perfect in this film. They capture the personalities of each one, and I think they do them better than I've ever seen them personally.
Yeah, I also think they look good, too.
And their presence was known.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other side of that same coin, fucking the master Splinter, his design wasn't quite digging that. But
like a pit bull.
Exactly. I don't know what the hell he looked like.
He looked like the RZA. He looked like a shaved pit bull. Yeah, I know. Retaliation. Like the blind swordsman.
Now you touched about the personalities, and I think all the personalities were very spot on. My only gripe, and it's just very, very minor with Leonardo. I felt that all the Leonardos that I was kind of used to, now this was more, I guess, laid back Leonardo. He wasn't so uptight as the other movies. Because every time you see a Leonardo in any of the Ninja Turtles, he's just always like, oh, so uptight, so uptight. And this one, you know, he was kind of less serious and more.
Would you say that because in those movies, that one didn't make them feel like teenagers, and this one tried to, and this is the one that starts that, where he's trying to make him grow up?
Yeah.
Because they know they're going to make a franchise, which they've already announced a sequel and shit like that? Could you say
that? Yeah.
Where this is the, because at the end of the movie he did take charge or whatever stuff like that.
He did
realize his place. So could you say that this movie was building those characteristics up of how these characters grew up?
Yeah.
Instead of just throwing them in the movie like the original ones did and just said that these are these guys right here. I thought their characters, their personalities adapted towards the movie and got better towards the end of it. If you ask me.
Oh no, I really didn't. Like I said, that was a very minor gripe that I have with a leader-type character. Whenever I have a leader character, especially like Leonardo, I kind of have, you know, that's in my own perception. So, but other than that, I do agree that all of them were, you know, Michelangelo was Michelangelo.
Tony, what is CJ trying to say about me right now? What is that nigga trying to say right now?
I bet you think this song is about
you. You trying to say I ain't grown up yet? I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do? What are you trying to say, huh?
Anyway, Donatello, he was really skinny in here.
Between this nigga.
He was really skinny. Okay. That was kind of funny.
How about you? Another positive Cody just brought up, which I said in the trailer talk, his design looked like shit, but this is the most I've ever seen Splinter do work.
He ain't
just sitting around giving a fuck Chinese recipe, some fortune cookie recipe story and shit like that. Dude puts in work and was a bona fide badass at that.
The other thing was Splinter, I mean, he actually, you know, he was whooping ass in this movie. You know, you always see him. He always looked like a little old man. Mm-hmm. But this one, he grabbed people by the tail, choke him out.
I don't like why they make him look like. Why'd they make him look like that? I'm just like, he's a fucking sewer rat in New York. Shit, how the fuck fuck is he gonna look appealing? He ain't never gonna look appealing. Fuck what they do. If they change his format next time, he's like shit. Cause he's a rat. He's lived in the sewers. My biggest problem is him, man, why does he got that Fu Manchu beard? Talking about how people kept saying how Master Splinter looked like shit, which I agree with, but they kept comparing it to the 90s one as if the 90s one looked better. Mm-hmm. I was like, that one looks like shit too, though. And he's a sewer rat in New York.
The 90s one, he looked all sweaty and stuff. Like, oh, what's the matter with him?
I don't think he's ever going to look appealing. I don't give a fuck what his design is. He's always going to look like a fucking rat. He looked, yeah. In the 90s film, he looked like an Asian grandpa. He just wanted to feed that shit that they said over in the Hangover 2 to or whatever and shit. That, what was it called? Chow or whatever shit. He wanted to feed that shit to him all day. Because he couldn't move and shit. And he looked like a slave.
He did look like a slave.
What the fuck?
The slave of rats.
12 years of Splinter.
But here he actually... I like this character a lot because he actually played the father figure and was very disciplinary and still was that master to them. And you want to talk about emotion? There is a scene in here where Shredder's beating the fuck out of him and they dropped that whole sensei shit and went, Dad, they started yelling. So I was like, wow, I've actually felt more in this scene than I've ever did in the Turtles franchise history ever.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that fight scene was really good with him and Shredder.
Oh, it was fucking fantastic. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better fight between him and Shredder.
I think all of the fight scenes in this movie are pretty goddamn good.
All the action scenes were shot really well. I saw everything happening.
Now, some things were filmed a little bit too up close when they kind of, you know, sliding around super fast. And I'm not talking about the mountain part. I'm talking about towards the beginning when they was in the sewers. That felt like it could have been pulled back a little bit. But you know, that's just minor.
Minor as fuck. Man.
Like I said, like anything I got to say about this movie, very minor.
I was about to say the only close up shot I had problems with was Megan Fox. Her face looked old as fuck now in this movie.
I shouldn't look that goddamn old.
She was looking decrepit down there. She was
Man, no.
It hurt my feelings because I was like, please tell me this bitch ain't gonna look like Cameron Diaz when she gets older.
And people, we need to stop making fun of her thumbs, all right? She's not all thumbs in this movie.
No, fuck her thumbs now. We're talking her face now.
Right. I'm not talking about you. I know.
And now, granted, well, I'm still going to fuck that regardless, but
we know you.
But she's going to look like in 5 years from now.
She can give me a thumb job or put one thumb up.
I'll fuck that now. Your dick might smell like toe jams and shit. I don't want that.
Ah, come on. Damn.
I'll be like, bitch, let's see. Keep your hands far away from my dick. Use your mouth.
She'd be like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm all thumbs.
I wonder if her toe actually looked like a thumb. I'm just curious. I just wanted to take her shoe off real quick.
Her thumb is her toe.
No, but Connie was telling me that she might have had surgery. I was just like, man, why?
She's definitely had plastic surgery, man. Come on now. You can't tell?
Oh, no, no. You damn sure can tell, because I was looking at her and I was like, wow, she fucking aged like a motherfucker. And I thought it was just her age. I didn't know why would she do plastic surgery. I'm trying to get at it. It's like, she's fucking gorgeous. But in here, man, I was like, like I just said earlier, I'm afraid to see what she's going to look like in 5 years now, because that plastic surgery does not work. Mm-hmm. That shit does not work at all.
She did not.
She kind of looked like a discounted Kardashian.
You know? Yeah. And she's not even in her 30s yet. She's 28. And I was looking, I was like, man, girl, please stop with the plastic surgery. Don't do no more to you, whatever. I was like, that pregnancy and that plastic surgery.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Exactly. What the fuck does she need plastic surgery for?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. What were we talking about? The designs of everybody?
Well, we're talking about the positive, and mainly the positive here is just it's pretty much everything that's not the human interaction.
Yeah, right. Even Shredder, who's barely human, he's just a fucking set piece in this movie.
Yeah, I was about to say he's human for a scene.
Yeah,
he's human enough just to say like I'm a badass.
Yeah, he is given absolutely no fucking characterization in this movie. Absolutely none.
No.
But like I said, but when he's on screen, though, he is imposing as shit, and his fight scenes are badass, I thought.
He's damn near up there with the Sentinels in the X-Men movie.
Oh, my God. I mean, can you imagine, like, my greatest fear is to fight something that's, like, just nothing but knives. Because I don't like to be stabbed.
And
I'm pretty sure that's a lot of people out there. But being stabbed is a big fear of mine.
And on top of that, this dude with all these knives on him knows fucking kung fu or whatever.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he knows the greatest martial arts in this turtle world. And now he has the strength to back it up. I was like, this dude is deadly now. And you see the way he was moving that armor, you would never believe that was armor he was wearing. It almost felt like he melted with his body because he was moving quick as fuck. I was like, holy shit, dude. This dude is frightening now, okay?
Yeah.
And he was just throwing his body armor. He's able to throw the knives at people, and it didn't have the magnets come back to
him. Oh, yeah, that was badass. That was fucking awesome, dude. And then there was a scene where I'm not gonna lie, I got a little shooken up a little bit when he was stumping on a Raphael shell and shit. And I was like, you can hear that shit cracking in the back. I was like, holy shit, dude. So yeah, and there was even that scene where he talked, he's like, shell is cracked. I can barely do anything with it. So I was like, yeah, this guy, especially if he can pick up Raphael the way he did, I was like, yeah, this guy is threatening here. Now, to say that, he served absolutely no purpose whatsoever. I didn't know what his reasoning was for. It was almost like he just wanted to fight.
Right.
He is a one-man, he was a one-man army, too, because, you know, after you realize the Foot Clan ain't shit.
Exactly.
Shredder was just going in, doing everything himself.
Hey, Cody, what was that dude's name in the Raid, too? He was also in the Raid, but he played a different character in the Raid. The dude had the machete.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know his name, though.
You don't know his reasoning or nothing like that in the beginning of the movie and stuff like that? That's Shredder.
Basically.
He's just looking for a fight. That's pretty much fucking Shredder. Because, like you said, CJ, Foot Clan is fucking used. Shredder, like that scene where he cracks Raphael's shirt, I didn't expect Shredder to show up in that scene.
Right, yeah. He was just there. He was just hanging out.
He comes out of nowhere and is like, the fuck up out of here. I got this shit. I've been looking at this shit. Oh, right. Finally someone that can match up against me now. I was like, damn.
He didn't even say that. No, he said the opposite of that. P1, he was like, oh, you got to need some training.
No, I described him as Robbie Jones in that scene where where he walked in on Tyler Perry's same thing, where he walked in that room and saw her mother praying and shit, and he was just like, at that smile, it's like, oh. There's a seance going on here. That's how Shredder was in this movie. He's just like, oh, someone I can use my armor against now. Then when he fought him, he's like, yeah, I ain't shit.
Shit.
I thought all the fight scenes was incredible here. I thought every part with the turtle scene is what I wanted out of the film.
Yeah,
actually, what I expected out of the film.
I wasn't expecting to see probably one of the most fun action sequences I've seen this year, actually, on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, man, that shit, I'm not going to lie, had me on the edge of my seat.
Wish Megan Fox would have fell out and died. But
yeah. That shit was fun as fuck.
Now, CJ, you want to get into some Michael Bay logic now? I get into some Michael Bay logic now. Me and Cody talked about this. There's no fucking mountain by New York City.
That's what I was asking. I'm like, where are they?
They're talking about we take this road up, it'll take you to the city. No, the fuck you won't.
I didn't know a mountain was like 10 miles away from New York.
Like, how much money? Go ahead. No, I was going to say, how much money does this Eric Saxton have to build his own fucking mountain by New York?
With his own snow in the summertime, according to them.
Big Bear saying, if we took this road up, we'll get to L.A. Oh, that would have made a little bit more fucking sense, but that goes to that Michael Bay logic where he just put time frames and settings and places that they don't even exist in and shit like that, because I swear to God, it's an avalanche happening. If that avalanche would have been on that same road where New York City is heading to, New York City would be engulfed in fucking snow then.
All the time.
But it's sunny as fuck when they get to New York, and they take one road to get there. You've got to be shitting me on the logic that, like, a lot of people saying, like, oh, the action scenes are probably going to be shit because it ain't the turtles I want, whatever. No, I'm going to break down some logic for you. It's that Michael Bay logic of that fucking shit, because that didn't make any damn sense.
Not at all.
Yeah, another thing that didn't really make sense was the April O'Neil dad.
Is there any more things that you guys like?
Oh, trying to think. No, I think that's about it. It's the turtles and the action sequences.
I really enjoy watching them as young turtles. I kind of wish there was a little bit more development of, we watching them as young turtles growing into teenagers.
I'm glad I didn't see that. They look like shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they kind of did.
They actually look like little black kids that came in the theater.
Like them black kids in that video Cody showed us on the Darkness.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, exactly. They did look like that.
Man, that shit was. I'm sorry. I couldn't help but laugh because that shit got ridiculous, dude. When they picked up that book and started doing martial arts, I was just like, this just goes back to the whole. And then people were trying to bitch about that, but I was like, okay, did Splinter watch his master do martial arts? And
he was a stick figure rat doing training.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So CJ, you can probably answer this for me and Cody, but how does that make this more sillier than what that was back then?
Because he can read.
Okay. Not to mention that the nigga can grow into an oversized rat. It's just the fact that he can read. Okay, all right. Okay.
Because a part of me wanted to get upset, like, oh man, he learned how to do it while reading a book. But then I'm like, well, he live in the fucking sewer. He got nothing but time. And then he actually explained that he mastered it first before he decided to teach him.
That is true. That is true.
You know, so.
Because me and Cody were talking about it earlier, and I was like, Cody, if I give you a book about martial arts and I go watch The Karate Kid, we both learn martial arts, which one do you think is going to be sillier?
Now that would have been really silly. If they said, like, oh, I found out this DVD in the school about Typo with Billy Blake.
No, that's what we were going over now.
That's what we were talking about, the fucking original.
About the logic of everything. Like, how the fuck did they get pizza down here? Where did Donatello get these goddamn computers? But nobody talks about that.
And we talk about this movie in general. We talk about the Turtles' history. Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem to bother nobody else, but it's the fact that this movie this franchise got rebooted. That's the problem of this movie. It's like, oh, they're not what they were or whatever. It's like, nobody cares about the problem that, like, oh, he learned martial arts from a book. Well, in the original, if I'm not mistaken, he learned it from just watching someone do it. I'm like, what's the fucking difference in the series?
Yeah, how is one more stupid than the other? I don't understand that.
What's the fucking boundaries of stupidness in this fucking franchise? That's what I'm trying to understand here, me and Cody. So, CJ, you've been the lover here of it, but obviously you probably can't even help us, too, because you seem to be making sense, too. what are the fucking boundaries of what's too stupid for the Turtles franchise?
I don't even know, for real. With people, I don't know what they really want and they don't want. I have watched every different version of the Turtles.
I've even read the book.
Alien, I've seen all of the one on Fox.
Yeah.
Fox Kids, Nickelodeon.
I've even read the book.
CBS. Okay, that's the only thing I didn't do. I haven't read the comic.
I've read the Black and White.
I even saw the Japanese anime where they transformed it to Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've even seen them on the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But,
so for me to get upset because he picked up a book, I'm just, you know what?
I don't get that, man.
There was a turtle. There was a female turtle on one of the Power Ranger ones that had boobs.
It was a female turtle in the newer form of Turtles when, I believe it was when Power Rangers in Space was going on. So that was around, I was probably in about 5th, 6th grade, around 2000, maybe 99.
Right.
It was when it was Millennium Turtles came along and shit like that, and they introduced a female one, and Splinter was talking about, oh, there was a female one who got separated and shit like that, and it was like, okay. Because I was telling Cody earlier, I had people just messaging me about, like, even Wayne, who I kept telling, Wayne, you're a grown-ass man. Stop getting so sensitive about this shit. He was upset that they learned martial arts from a book, and I'm just like, Wayne, they learned fucking martial arts in the first time from just watching a dude do it. I mean, what the fuck is the difference here?
The rat was pretty much going 1-2 punch.
Right.
1-2 in a cage.
Thank you. I remember that shit. Yes, it was. But here's the thing, though. It's not the fact that it's a giant rat doing it. It's the fact that he's not doing it the way you grew up watching him do it. It's like, who gives a fuck?
Look, he learned karate, okay? That's it.
Right.
Nobody finds that ridiculous? That he learned karate.
No.
Nobody finds that ridiculous. Like, that this rat decided to take upon himself that he gonna learn karate.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Oh, man, I don't get it, man. I don't get these people.
Come on. Like, No, it's the fact of how he learned it. That's what's ridiculous. Not the fact that he wants to take the time to out and go learn it and then teach that shit to four other turtles. No, that's just ridiculous. Okay, come on, man. Fuck this franchise.
Four of the turtles are named after Italian painters.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. Would you sit up here, man? I seriously had people compare and talk about, well, you like Captain America, and that one doesn't. It's just as silly as this is. I'm just like, that's questionable at this point, right?
Yeah, now. That's very questionable.
That's very fucking questionable, because at least Captain America, you can throw him in any war piece or mold him in with modern times, something like that.
Right.
We can't mold no mutated fucking turtles.
That eat pizza and say cowabunga all the fucking time. No, you can't.
It's not to take upon themselves to learn kung fu.
There's a limit of what you can do with that.
So fight ninjas. Caught the foot.
God damn it. I slipped my goddamn drink.
You know, Will Arnett
shit.
Will Arnett summed that up the best. Giant turtles, talking turtles that's fighting samurais. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's the same thing I said when going in this movie. I was like, yeah.
Thank you.
I just wanted to see my turtles on the screen. I didn't really... At this point, I didn't really care, you know. I said, look, either you're going to be terrible by making it 4 hours long and kidnapping me, or is it going to be okay?
I thought it went by pretty quickly every time the turtle was on screen. I mean, it seemed like it dragged every time Megan Fox was on screen, because it was more like, why is she on screen so much? Why? And then when you find out why she is, because she freed us, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, once they have that fight sequence in the sewers, the movie's pretty much just nonstop action from that point.
Yeah, pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, after that first, I would say, like, that first 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, but the cool thing about it is that it's not so breathlessly paced that you get exhausted, kind of like, not like Man of Steel.
Yeah.
So I accepted it here. I mean, I was like, okay, this is badass. It looked good, too, so I was like, I was cool with it. So
and personally, I like seeing the characteristics of the turtles come together. Like, I love that tension between maybe I'm not just a big fan of fanboy, but I thought the tension between Ralph and Leonardo, I thought it was there.
Yeah, it was there.
You can definitely tell there every time Ralph kept telling him, stop telling me what to do. Why are you the one telling me to do? And Leonardo getting a little bitchy, like, you know, I'm telling you what to do and shit. The stuff was there. Once again, the characteristics of these guys were all here and shit like that.
But
now we got getting some negative now.
Let's start out with Mr. Eric Sachs. And his
stupid rich. You're right, stupid rich. You got a mountain.
And that is a real line from the goddamn movie.
Man, I wanted to see him come back with a hat backwards, pants sagging. He said, "You know what, man? I'm gonna
fuck Megan Fox." Okay.
I thought so too.
He kept looking like he was gonna hit that or something. Like, I was just like, "Oh shit!" Like, he kept eyeballing her. Like, yeah, I want that shit. I was like,
everybody wanted to fuck that, right?
Them turtles wanted. Matter of fact, yeah, them turtles didn't even make it. No, they're like Michelangelo, your character. Yeah, he's best, man. Yeah. Fuck that. Dude. I want that shit. And you know what? She smiled at him a couple of times. That should have been me in the background, like, I think you got a chance with that. Actually, you know, that turtle dick. I guess she never.
He would have been like, "What's up, girl? I haven't seen you since you was like, shoot, back in the day."
Damn, that nigga sounds just like him.
Yeah, just like him. Hell.
Dude, I think that was an actual line in the movie. He did do some shit like that. He's just like, "What's up, girl?" You know. Did you make that up or what?
CJ did the mocap.
Damn, we really did play these characters in.
Yeah.
You said, "Why you got to hate on mine then, you son of a bitch?" I'm supposed to be your brother. another complaint I was hearing, which I got to completely disagree with, is a lot of people telling me they tried to make him hip.
I didn't get that at all. Like you said, it's pretty much just Michelangelo, and there's only one scene where he's trying to be, I guess, what's the term, wiggerish.
He wasn't wiggerish at all.
He was just beatboxing into the elevator, but everybody got into it. But that really wasn't anything big. So I was like,
I know,
I don't really see.
That scene went over so quickly; it was forgettable. And then another thing too is, I told Cody, I was like, who's mostly DJs nowadays? White guys. How's that wiggerish?
It's not like he was walking around and said, like, sup, Holmes, how you doing?
Exactly.
You know
what I'm
Jigga what?
Thank you. He wasn't doing none of that fucking coonish ass shit that we usually get from some of these
characters. He didn't turn into Skids and Mufflap. So.
And another thing is.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't Michelangelo. I mean, wasn't the Turtles always trying to be hip?
That was the main thing. It was like, hey, I wanted to raise my children. Even it said in the movie, I wanted to raise my children, but, you know, just like any other kids, they got distracted by some of the pop culture.
Right.
I thought that was a cool concept of the movie. I was like, I think that's a perfect explanation of showing how these guys are up to date with all this shit that's going on.
Now, you know what? That's what they said in all the other adaptations of it.
And what
you know,
the
they...
fuck does people got a problem with this?
I don't know, man. I think people just want to hate it, want to hate. Because you know what? I don't know. Okay. How do you guys feel about Pain and Gain?
I like Pain and Gain.
I like Pain and Gain.
Okay. I like Pain and Gain, too. But I think people just know, because it had Michael Bay name on it, they said it was shit. But then, you know, I thought the Pain and Gain was a poor man's Wolf of Wall Street. You know?
Yeah.
It might go that far, but...
I mean, come on. It had the same type of storyline.
Yeah, it's still a concept. Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying, like, it was that sharp a shot at anything, but...
It's not like a lot. Pain and Gain for me was kind of forgettable. I forgot that movie already.
Okay, well, that's you.
Apparently, that's everybody too. Nobody.
I enjoyed it. Now, people hated it.
No, I'm saying it's a fine movie, but it ain't something I'm looking forward to go back to or whatever, or, like, I need to see this movie again, nothing like that.
Well, the reason why it stands out, because I'm like, oh, I come out of the theater, like, yeah, I like that movie. Mm-hmm. And the people said, oh, it was the worst movie ever made. Ever. I'm like, really?
Where the fuck was people at around when, I don't know, like, Starving Games and shit like that came out, or, you know, any other piece of shit that year?
Right.
So, no, it wasn't fucking worth it. It was a fucking forgettable B-rated movie. That's it. And it was fine for what it was and shit. It wasn't trying to do anything else with it, so.
You know, I mean, we're talking about gripes, and I do agree with you. My gripe is with Megan Fox. Too much of her. Just too much of this Megan Fox.
My gripe is about every human character. I mean, fucking even Will Arnett, it seemed like he was forcing those damn lines. I was just like, dude.
They didn't use him well at all.
Yeah, I felt bad for Will on
what
that.
Was
I think they just—he was
just to play, just to be Megan Fox's eye candy. I was just like, wow, dude, you come off the Lego Movie playing voice in Batman, and this is what you come to after. All right, I see that. I thought all the human characters was fucking useless in this film.
Oh yeah, I have a question for you guys. What the fuck was Whoopi Goldberg doing in this movie?
Oh my god, she looked like my auntie. She came out of nowhere.
She's not friends with any of the people working on this film, as far as the director, or even Michael Bay, for that matter. I never worked with any of these actors before.
Yeah, she just shows up for like 10 minutes, and that's it.
Because they thought she was doing that sequel to that one movie she did in the 90s, Jack.
The thing is, too, it was like, you say 10 minutes, I would just say, like, she was in there for like a minute, right? Like,
probably 5 minutes.
She came back. She had like one scene.
No, she had two scenes.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, when Megan Fox came back and tried to explain the turtles and stuff. I like how when she printed out that photo, you couldn't see shit. But then when she shows it on her phone to
Four turtles.
The fucking whole goddamn thing, I'm just like, bitch, why you just didn't show that?
Right.
It's like, you got all these conspiracies there. And then the whole, I don't know what's ridiculous of this fucking story, because I've seen even other ridiculous shit in the other franchises of this shit. I'm just like, it doesn't cross no grounds of anything of where it pissed me off, because I'm just like, I've seen this before, but it was just the same as ridiculous as this is right here.
Right.
The worst thing of the film we keep hyping on is the human characters, which is mainly just Megan Fox, and it's not going to say that Will Arnett is bad, it's just that the lines they gave him, it's like, wow, they didn't give that guy shit to do, so what was the point? The other humans are barely even on the fucking screen for less than fucking 3 minutes, so they're not even a worry.
Yeah, that's true.
So, William Fichtner... I thought it was fine, but then he started saying lines where he started eating shit, and I'm just like, okay, you can stop, dude. All right. You can stop talking. A lot of people are talking about his plan or whatever. His plan is such as fault. His plan is this, whatever. His plan is so stupid. I'm like, why don't you go back to that Justice League cartoon or whatever, because Vandal Savage had the same goddamn plan of wiping out half of the world and then rebuilding it back in his image. There's a lot of villains that have done that before, and I haven't seen you bitch at that.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier, it pulled the same shit in Amazing Spider-Man, but nobody talked about that.
Exactly. Amazing Spider-Man, we've seen this in tons of superhero shit. Like I said, Justice League, matter of fact, what was that last one? We didn't review it, but Justice League Doom even did that shit with Vandal Savage.
Yeah. Granted, we're not giving this a pass. We're just saying call bullshit on everything, not just this.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, once again, people saying, like, there was no problems with those, but William Fichtner has the same plan, and now all of a sudden it's a stupid plan. I'm like...
Actually, the way they talked about the plan is like, oh, you know what? Poison the world, and then you create an antidote. You know, like, hey.
I thought it was okay, but I was like, I don't need no fucking deep backgrounds. If that's his plan, that's his plan. I was like, right. That sounds cool to me. I mean, you trying to become a mega corporation, company, or whatever.
Right.
What's better than just poisoning people and then you coming out saying, I have the cure for this, whatever.
Right.
The government bummer.
Shredder even said that he just wanted the recognition of being like a badass foot soldier, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, what's his name? We're going to make money.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, so I was like, that sounds perfectly logical to me. I mean, and it's going to work. I mean, if he poisons these people and he turns out that he saves them, who's not going to follow him?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You cure cancer, everybody's going to follow that person.
Pretty much.
Of course.
That person will be God.
Mm-hmm. Look at Lance Armstrong. Fucked over, and now everybody hates him. So I'm just saying whatever. But my biggest problem definitely was just Megan Fox. I like her line delivery was so fucking awful. She is not a comedic guy, and she really needs to stop.
Yeah.
There was moments on there. I was like, oh, my God, could you be worse than Kristen Stewart? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
She was hitting those beats, dude. I was just like, her facial expressions, nothing. She feels like a blank stare that's just in there, and nothing else is going on. Like, she never once, you never once get that gravitas of her actually being in this world or anything like that. He's just like, God damn, bitch, why did you even show up?
Yeah, I don't buy her anything she does in this movie. As a reporter, I'm like, no.
No. I'd rather have her be a no name.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who jumps on trampolines.
That's what she need to be doing now anyway. Just doing that whole sexy peacock dance.
Oh, according to her though, she wants something. This is something for her kids to look at, to follow her, to inspire her, so she's not just a sex symbol anymore. It's just like, bitch, you a sex symbol. Just face that shit or whatever. You know what? The whole movie, she had her mouth open. I was like, she looked like she's posing for a model cover.
She's like a mannequin.
Yeah, exactly. She's like that mannequin in the Daft Punk Instant Crush video.
There's some scripts that need to be written for Megan. She's not gonna read her fucking scripts for Megan.
I see you looking at some turtles right there. You might have some turtle soup if you just clean your hair. Just write this new story, you'll be an heir.
I see you don't care about this movie anywhere.
Where?
Oh, you have thumbs for hands. Whoa. Only if you had a thumbnail to clip them all away.
You can't fuck up. The movie is just okay.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
You know, personally, for me, I mean, I didn't hate the movie. Didn't love it, though, but I was like, you know, it's not a movie. I know I'm going to forget this. Probably time. The only way I might not forget it because that doesn't look like nothing really coming out in the rest of the year. For me, I think I'm really going to forget it. And if it's on TV, it's not something I'm going to shy away real quick. Like, oh, God, or whatever. It's not going to make a best of it. It's not going to make a worst of it. It's going to be putting on a list of, wow, I didn't know this came out this year.
If anything, it's one of those things where, you know, if I. Just like seeing the original. If you see the original, you say, oh, I enjoyed this when I was a kid. Okay, that's nice.
Right.
What else is on TV?
Yeah, I mean, and personally, you could fast forward. And as a matter of fact, you could fast forward 40 minutes into it and get straight to, like Cody said, you get to that sewer scene. They're all fighting and shit, yeah. I thought that was a badass fight scene, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really thankful that they didn't try to draw up the movie. Like, I never felt like the movie was too long.
No, not at all.
Yeah, like, once again, once Cody said, once that sewer scene came, it just kicked up in a high gear. And I think they balanced it out perfectly between action, two-minute scene, talking, and then bam, action again.
Yep, exactly.
I never once got exhausted out of the title. Like, it just didn't keep going on and on. And I think they upped the antics, too, if you will say that. I mean, the sewer scene was cool, but the snow scene was even cooler.
Hell, oh, fuck yeah, man. I love that goddamn scene.
And then even the ending action scene, which I even liked a little bit more than the Souls game or whatever. I was like, this is a badass. I was like, man, sure does beat y'all ass. What the hell are y'all going to do?
Don't thing y'all can do is play this little leapfrog.
Yeah, I'm scared, bro.
When they did that, I was like, that shit ain't gonna work. Come on. I mean, Splinter wrapped his tail around the motherfucker and tried to stab that motherfucking eye. He's like, he tried to do a Megatron. I want your eyeball, bro.
Oh, man.
Much as Splinter, I mean, Shredder wasn't a character, he was effective as far as being a fighting force for him.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I felt. I mean, look, if I saw Shredder, I would not want to go nowhere
near
that
thing. Hell no, I'm walking the other direction. Fuck that.
Shit. I would have ran. Fuck what?
Turned a few stones, yeah.
And that's the thing, and, like, I was just always cringing, like, every time he punched somebody, because he got blaze on the end of his fist.
Right.
So, like, if he punched somebody, aren't you stabbing him at the same time?
But he was fast, too. That's the thing. You got, yeah, you ain't outrunning this motherfucker. When he did that, those two cross kicks on Leonardo and Donatello, and then came and kicked Raphael, I was like, God damn, dude, he's moving quicker than you guys. I was like, man, he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. I was like, do not fuck with this guy.
No. Run.
I heard a lot of people, too, talk about it's not his original costume. Did you see his original costume? His original costume was like fucking Sanford and Son Jump.
He had a cape and like two little Gillette razor blades on his shoulders.
He had hockey pads on. Let's be real.
Purple hockey pads, yeah.
Straight up had some hockey pads on there. He found in some fucking junkyard with a goddamn samurai helmet on and a cape. A purple cape at that shit. I was like, how is that going to be effective against turtles? Come on now. Look, fucking mutant turtles and stuff like that. Here, there's a reason for it. These turtles are, they're huger than you've ever seen them. And, man, they're super strong, too, to the point where they can even deflect bullets, pick up cars, and run through metal and shit like that. So you need something like this, though. I mean, it may not be what you want, but it's effective as far as what the story is going for.
I would agree with that.
So fuck you, fam. I'm seriously honest. CJ, I was hoping CJ could probably break it down for us, but I figured he was going to make more sense than anybody. So, because I really don't get the logic, CJ, man. I'm so baffled by the logic.
I think CJ is just as puzzled as we are.
Oh, man, you know I'm puzzled. I just don't understand the hatred. Like, I'm seeing people say, please stop the rape.
Man,
please stop the rape.
I don't get it. I really... I keep saying
We were talking to Cody earlier. I was like, man, that's an insult to people that's been raped before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I was like, to say a movie that has nothing to do with your life whatsoever is raping your childhood, I think that's an insult to rape.
Some shit that is not going to erase the past. The past is always going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. This shit don't affect your life whatsoever. And if you
it really doesn't.
And if you feel like you don't want to fucking see the movie, $65 million say otherwise.
True, yeah.
Those people went, you know, most of those people that went to go see it, they went to go see it just to find something to hate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, sorry, you one of them. But if you buy a movie, don't go see the movie. If you buy it again, don't go see it. It's as simple as that. Don't go see it. I'm telling you, CJ, people was messaging the fuck out of me last night, sending me long-ass messages about the... So you don't know the origin story now. Well, let me tell it to you. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't need to fucking know the origin story to talk about this movie I just saw.
Seriously.
Okay, shit. How many times we've sat up here and seen character stories getting told differently in comic movies and shit?
Yeah.
Falcon is one of them. And he was a badass character in Captain.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was.
Matter of fact, probably could be even better than he was in the books, to be honest, what I saw in that movie. So, Cody, what are you on the verge of giving this in?
I think we got to give our final thoughts and wrap this up. Better start off a bit with the human character, because there was a lot of Mega Fox following.
Mm-hmm.
And the Foot Clan themselves, they were the most unintimidating sons of bitches on the planet.
Where were they at in the movie?
Seriously. The villains, Eric Sachs, William Fincher, he's a great actor, but Eric Sachs is a character. He's just, it's whatever. His plan's okay. It's nothing new to cringe about.
No, he's funny, actually.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. See, the thing about Shredder, he was badass, but he was a very imposing villain. I just wish they could have added some type of characterization to him and combined with his effectiveness as far as being a physical force,
This could have been one of the best villains of the year, I think.
Hey, CJ, question. One of the, you might know this more, because I heard him talking, but I didn't really hear it that close because he was talking so low. That scene where William Fichtner was talking to Megan Fox, where they were talking about the samurai stuff, were they talking about Shredder?
No, I mean, he was talking about Shredder. He was just being so vague. See, I was distracted because I'm thinking, like, before, I knew he was going to be a bad guy. Yeah. And I would have thought that there was another Japanese guy that was nice, that took care of the turtles with, you know, Megan Fox dad. I didn't know, like, the one Japanese guy he was talking about was Shredder.
Yeah, because I could have sworn he was talking about Shredder in that, where he poisoned the land or something like that.
Well, his ancestors, I guess.
Okay.
He's just like, 200 years ago, there was a... So.
No, but to continue off that, yeah, all the action sequences I thought were pretty goddamn spectacular, especially the mountain sequence. I think I said it already enough, but that was a fantastic sequence. I think it's probably one of my favorites of the year, not going to lie. Story itself, it's pretty basic. It's nothing, you know, to write home about, but then again, I never gave a fuck about these turtles, so I wasn't going in expecting, you know, Citizen Kane and some shit like that.
I think we guessed this again, Cody. That's another for me and you. I think we guessed this was going to happen.
Right.
Megan Fox is going to be the worst thing in this film because her acting is horrible, yeah. And the turtles are probably going to just be fine. And sure enough,
that's true. But I got to say, overall, man, for a movie based on talking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that eat pizza and say cowabunga and are taught by a giant fucking sewer rat.
Right.
I got to have fun with this movie, man. Not going to lie. Nothing great. I don't think you have to see this in the theaters, but I think you would be perfectly satisfied renting this at home. So I'm going to give it a high rent.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. when you say it like that, Cody, it sounds kind of stupid.
Well, it is.
That was a good line in the movie. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I thought that was deliverable. I was like, yeah, it doesn't kind of sound stupid the way she said it. So, that's the thing with CJ brought up, like with Michael Bay. I think me and Cody saw another movie. The same thing for Brett Ratner at that when he did with Hercules, which I thought was another. I thought it was the same movie, just like this one, where I was just like. Nothing I'm going to remember, but if I see it on TV, it's nothing I'm going to change the channel quickly on. Matter of fact, I might even like it at home, just because I can fast forward through these parts. For me, the acting, the human acting, man, like, it was fucking horrible as far as Megan Fox and Will Arnett. I felt embarrassed for him a little bit. I was like, okay, you can please stop this or whatever. And they seriously turned him into just something to give Megan Fox some eye candy, for him to look at as eye candy and just say lines that are fucking ridiculous and realize that he's nothing there just to be the comedic goofball. He's the how would you put this? If this was an Adam Sandler movie, he's Kevin James, as far as just being that funny guy. He has to make these stupid-ass lines. The turtles and the action scenes are fucking fantastic. Anything, that's the best part of the movie. I wish that I don't even know how I feel about Shredder, to be honest. I don't even know if I can say I wish would have gave him more because I was thinking, like, motherfucker had one scene outside the castle. So I'm like,
right, exactly, yeah.
That scene lasted for 2 minutes, and then after that, he had three pretty awesome scenes out of it. So I'm like, my positive on him, I guess, outweighed the negative. So, you know,
okay.
I don't know how I would even talk about Shredder. It's like, yeah, I get he should have had more characters, but do I really want that in the Turtles film? Because it's probably gonna sound stupid. So
yeah. Hey, you might be right, man. Yeah, make good points.
So I don't even know how I feel about that. So I'm gonna leave that one just out of my final thoughts. Splinter still looked like shit, but goddamn, he was badass, and I really liked it. And if anything, people talking about how deep that original Turtles was, and all, I thought this one was even. First, I thought it was deeper. I thought not even so much just any scene. Just I saw one scene in particular where Shredder was fighting Splinter and. The turtles were in the background. They couldn't help them. I thought that had more effect than anything, just hearing them go from sensei to yelling dad, daddy, or whatever. So that really showed that he wasn't just a mentor to them. He was really their father. But it's, once again, it's nothing I'd rush out to, so I'm going to go with high screaming.
Yeah, this movie, Ninja Turtles, the new 2014, it was definitely a... You know, if I was a, I wish I was a 12-year-old kid to kind of enjoy it again. There was nothing that made me hate it. There's nothing that made me overly like, you know, overly loved it. I just enjoyed the turtles' camaraderie with each other. I enjoyed the fights. And then the CGI was pretty good, too. Could have had a lot of less Megan Fox in it. Could have did something with Will Arnett. Poor Will Arnett, man.
Yeah.
The Michael Bay effect. You know what? I take that. I find that to be a hard criticism for the simple fact that do you really want more Transformers robots at this point? Think about that long and hard. Do you really want more Transformers robot at this point? Because every time we get new ones introduced in there, they're always some fucking racist stereotype.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you know what? I like that. They're kind of funny.
Of Godzilla.
They're kind of funny. So I like the racist stereotyped ones.
Did you say that's kind of funny? What?
It is kind of funny.
God damn it, CJ. What are you gonna say? Oh, God damn it, you gonna say this shit? Come on, man.
So anyway, man, if the movie was on, I would totally love to see it. I saw it one time. I'm done. You know, don't be drunk when you go see it. Or it could be over by the time you wake up.
You don't say.
Please, CJ, tell us. Are we trying to understand your logic of do you go drinking before the movie or after the movie? And it seems like you go before the movie. We're trying to understand why.
Yeah. Do not take 4 shots of Patron and then try to go see the movie.
Who the fuck takes a shot before seeing a movie?
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Anyway, I give this movie a if it was in the sewer pits and then the ooze erupted and transformed it into a the fucking stream. He streamed it.
What
so
the fuck?
That even mean?
So the ooze got into the stream it.
That is the most complex goddamn rating I've ever heard in my life.
What is your fucking rating?
DJ, could you summarize that, please?
I definitely give it a stream it.
Damn. Into them niggas over there, one of us.
Fucking all you better fucking stream it. I don't get you, man.
Your explanations don't make any goddamn sense when you get to them stream, okay? Shit. See, why the fuck would you take 4 shots and then go sit in a hot-ass theater room where you just sitting down focused on that? Don't make... You're just letting the alcohol consume you when you're just sitting there looking.
It was just like the doctor.
Yeah, you know what happened? CJ was so drunk, he thought he stumbled across a Doctor Who convention.
CJ got so drunk, he thought he saw that movie we finally made, The Darkness.
You know, I saw that poster, I'm like, oh my God. I thought that was a dream. I am the darkness.
Oh, well, people. Like Leonardo being the leader here, I gotta throw out the leader. I like how I keep getting named as the leader. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Just like Leonardo in this movie.
That's what I'm saying. Who the fuck made you leader?
Everybody.
That's some shit.
I am whatever the fuck what was it? Leonardo, whatever the fuck that is. The phenomenal one, a.k.a. Leonardo.
He's drunk as Chicago Jonathan.
I'm Jonatello. Cowabunga. Streaming.
Cody Yellow, whatever the fuck it says in that poster. Yeah.
Jonatello, whatever. Damn. I never wanted to be a turtle after just seeing those posters, to be honest. I never fit.
And this will be edited by Rafa Wayne.
Rafa Wayne. That didn't make me damn sick. No, he's going to insert himself and say, fuck this movie. I hate it. It raped my childhood. Wayne, you're too damn old to be getting raped, first of all.
I know. He must be working out and lifting weights. So just he's doing something.
Wayne. You already got a bias. Just don't go see it. There you go.
You know he got to go hate it, too. He's like, it's not like the 80s.
But yeah, Stallone is. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his movie coming out. Yeah, Galaxy coming out next week.
Yeah, way more big fit.
People, there's been another darkness at the movies. You know what I'm saying? Cut you people next week for Planet Hulk.
Hey, lady, you beautiful bastard.
So they're aliens?
No, that's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.